Teure Teure Mensch der Tesvov Tevis Kopfschin Einches Rabbi Rabbi Manuel Danon
Good morning, my Rabbi Rabbi. I'd like to share with you a few insights into the topic, which is quite relevant, of Kiddush B'Mokim Soda, of the requirement of having Kiddush in Mokim Soda. I do hope that you will find this share of sufficient interest. Before we embark on the sugya, I'd like to go through a couple of psukim in Yeshaya, which speak about Oineg and Kovod Shabbos, which is the Makor, which is the source for the concept of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Soda. And then we'll go back to our sugya. So the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Nun Ches, Yud Gimel, says the following. Im Toshiv Mishabos Raglecho, if you will refrain, if you will hold back, Toshiv means Hashava, returning. If your feet want to go somewhere and you prevent yourself going to that place on Shabbos, that means because it's Shabbos, you will refrain your legs from taking you to a certain place. Asois chafotzecha b'yoyim kodshi. This is number two. So number one, you refrain yourself from going somewhere on Shabbos. Number two, im. The word at the beginning of the pasuk, im. If you will also asois chafotzecha b'yoyim kodshi. The letter mi Shabbos is going on me'asois chafotzecha. So you read the pasuk im toshiv me'asois chafotzecha b'yoyim kodshi. That means you will hold back from tending to your chafetzim, to your needs on my holy day. The karasa, so those are the two. We're going to explain what exactly that means. What does it mean not taking care of your needs? The karasa la Shabbos oineg. On top of you not going to places because of the Shabbos and not tending to your needs because of the Shabbos, you will also call the Shabbos a delight. That means that's the makar of the chiyuv of oineg. Likdoish Hashem mechubad. To the Holy One of Hashem, you will ensure that it is given its honor. How would you do that? The pasuk continues, "V'chibadtoi me'asois derechecha." The way you will honor the Shabbos is me'asois derechecha by preventing yourself from going on your way, from tending to your needs, and speaking matters which are not Shabbos related. Right, so it's quite a difficult pasuk. Imtoshiv mishabbos raglecha. So let's go. What it means practically? Imtoshiv mishabbos raglecha. Yeah. So. The Mefarshim and Alpi the Gemara in Eruvin means you are walking, you're having a leisurely walk on Shabbos, and you realize you're about to cross over Tchum Shabbos. So you want, that means your will is to go further, you want to continue leisurely walk, but you remember it's Shabbos, you hold yourself back, you are thus being Mekayim, this Pasuk, Mitashiv Mishab, Shabbos is the reason why I'm holding back. I'm going back, I'm going to go and go the other direction so I don't cross the Tchum of Shabbos. The Gemara in Eruvin, Nun Beis, Amud Beis, is Medayek, Raglecha, yeah, is spelt without a yod, which is mashma your leg. The Gemara wants to Medayek from that even if you've got just one leg outside the Tchum, you can't come back in. Yeah, that means the Poshup Shah is talking about, I'm just about to cross the Tchum. I hold myself back and don't cross the Tchum. But the Gemara's Medayek, there's another din here as well. That if you did cross the Tchum, even if it's one leg, you've got one leg in, one leg out of the Tchum, you still cannot come back in. Right? So, Asois Chavotzecha B'Yom Kodshi, So what does Asois Chafatzecha Biyom Kodshi? So the Mefarshim say, this is talking about not doing Melacha on Shabbos. But why do you need the Novi to tell you not to do Melacha on Erev Shabbos? So it's talking about it's talking about with regards, even if something does not involve a melacha. For instance, if you're going somewhere and it's nikon, you're not going somewhere out of the tchum, but it's quite obvious what you're trying to do. You are going to watch a building site, or you're going to do something which is a non-Shabbos activity, but from the way you're doing it, it's quite obvious what you're about to do. If that, you also refrain yourself from doing on Shabbos. L'karasa l'Shabbos oinig. This is the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos. What comes under the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos? Right, so we have oinig Shabbos is to ensure to have food which is better. For instance, the Rambam gives in Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin Ezu oinig Zesha Omru Chachamim Shetzorich Letakin Tav Shil Shomin BeYoiser. That means a more of a delicacy, or more fatty meat, a richer food. Umashke Mevusam LeShabbos. So even if you might be not to have drinks during the week, but on Shabbos you can treat it. Hakol lefi mamoina shel adam, according to a person's financial means. And the more v'chol amarbe bo yitzar Shabbos v'tikul ma'acholim rabim v'toyvim, hare ze meshubach. Right? Right. And v'im ef shel leshanos. Apart from that, a person should try and change the timing of his meals. Well, here in the winter we do that because most of us make Friday night meal as we come home, or close to that, which is for the average person earlier. But what about Shabbos lunch? Not sure about that. Why don't you try and slightly change the time? Why is that an oinig Shabbos? What do I say? Why is changing the times of my seuda giving a Shabbos, it shows Shabbos is special? Why is that a delight? Sorry?
Something different.
It's not even covered this. We're talking about, it's giving me a delight. Perhaps the change, something different, the meal being at a slightly different time, that perhaps there is chadshus, the novelty creates a... Sorry?
No, the Shabbos meal is your breakfast. You don't normally eat such breakfast.
Right. Shabbos meal is a breakfast. Right. We don't have a breakfast. That is a breakfast. Yeah. Then there's the Chiyuv of Shalosh Odos. That comes from Oinek. Yeah. And then... And then, of course, the issue of Tanis, not fasting on Shabbos. That all comes under the category of Oineg Shabbos. And, of course, the last thing is Tashmish. Tashmish Amito, me Oineg Shabbosu. Lefikach Oinas Tamide Chachomim Abrim, Eilele Shabbos, Lelele Shabbos. So that is a physical, making Shabbos pleasant, making a Shabbos a delight for the person, a physical delight. And I quote to you the Radak on this pasuk. We karash al Shabbos Oinig. Very interesting, most interesting. Mitzvah san asay le aneg haguf, to have physical pleasure b'yom haShabbos b'ma'acholim areivim, with pleasant foods v'toivim shemitoich sheyishanehu mishar hayomim. From the fact that he's changed, he treats it differently to other days. Letoiv yizkoim raise bereishis. Yeah, this is that reminds us of the Sefer Chinuch, the Lefia Pu'ulois Nimshochim Alevavos. You do the physical action, and that will affect. If I look after myself, if I give myself, and here we're talking about giving myself pleasure, that will make a person remember my Sibereshis, Veshakel Chidshoi Me'ain, that God created the world from nothing, Veshovas Bayoim Hashvi'i, and he rested. He did no more melacha on Yom Hashvi'i. And from this, when he remembers this, then Yeshabeach Lakel, then he will praise Hashem Yifareu Bifiv, and glorify him with his mouth, Vilvovoy, Vetis Aneg Nafshe Boy. That means the Tachlis, remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing the physical action which is making me, why am I doing all this? To remind myself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind myself of Hashem creating the world, and that's not the Tachlis. And therefore, I will now express that, and say that, and feel that in my heart, and praise Hashem. L'kdosh Hashem mechuba. Right, so that's the mitzvah of Oineg. Then L'kdosh Hashem mechuba is the mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos. What's included in Kovod Shabbos? Yeah, Kovod Shabbos, the Rambam says, in Perek Lamed, Halacha Beis, Eizu Kovod, Zeshu Umamush, Mitzvah Otom, Lirchoitz Pon of Yodo Veraglov, Bechamin Be'erev Shabbos. To have a hot shower, hot bath on Erev Shabbos. Another thing, which I don't think most of us do, I think the Yemenites, they and Karlin Chassidim, they put on tzitzis, a talis on Erev Shabbos, and it comes from this Rambam. Misatev betzitzis, he wraps himself in tzitzis, v'yoyshev b'koyved roish, and he sits with humility, waiting for the Shabbos to come in, like a person goes out to greet the king. You don't go out last minute to greet the king. They used to gather their talmidim be'erev Shabbos. They used to go to the field. Let's greet the Shabbos. Perhaps this is the makor for Kabbalah Shabbos. So instead of going straight into the davening, they fixed Kabbalah Shabbos so we can have this, that we're not going straight into Shabbos. We are kind of waiting for Shabbos to arrive. However, if Shabbos, according to this, it seems to be the Kovod Shabbos is before the Shabbos comes in. So in the summer, when we bring the Shabbos early, that's good. But in the winter, where we're normally doing Kabbalah Shabbos after Shkia, so Shabbos has already come in, it could be that Legabe this, you can take on, it's this mitzvah drabonon. So Legabe this, you can take on the Shabbos. It's not yet Shabbos. Legabe the mitzvah of Kovod, Shabbos has not yet come in, and therefore, even though we're already doing it when, of course, we're not allowed to do Malacha, but nevertheless, there is this element of giving Kovod of Shabbos. Another reason of another thing which is included in Kovod Shabbos, Shiyilbash Ksus Nikia. A person's clothing on Shabbos should be clean, and it should be different to Malbush of Chol. Two things, yeah. That means your Shabbos suit, even if you're wearing your Shabbos suit, ensure that it's as clean as you can get it.
Some people I've seen, they put a clean suit on for Shabbos and then they wear their own, and then they put another one. That's one. The other one is to have a special suit for Shabbos.
It's Mikovet HaShabbos. I'll read to you the Lashon HaRambam. You tell me what you think. Mikovet HaShabbos, Shiyul Bash Ksus Nekiyah. You should have Ksus Nekiyah. If he's got nothing to change, then Meshal Shel Talisoy, then I don't know exactly what it means, but he wears that same garment in a different way on Shabbos. But it's the indication is that, what about a shirt? What about a shirt? I mean, I wear a shirt for a day, at least 2 days normally. I don't change my shirt every day. Can you wear your Shabbos shirt on Sunday? Yeah, it's not dirty enough that you want to already put it in the wash. It seems to be from this room, unless, as long as your suit is different, something is different, then even though something is the same, that's already included in Kovod Shabbos. So, beautiful clothes is not under Oinek Shabbos, it's under Kovod Shabbos. Another thing which is under Kovod Shabbos is not to have a big meal on Erev Shabbos. Now, that's interesting. I would have thought that's called Oinek Shabbos. Why? So I should come into the Shabbos when I'm hungry.
Maybe
so
not eat children during the week.
Why?
Where's Shabbos?
Well, what about Shirayim? What, you're suggesting even Shirayim? No, I'm saying even on Sunday, the leftover? Right, leftover, right.
You have a month for Tuesday if you haven't eaten it before. Right. So kovat haShabbos is not to have a kvir seuda on erev Shabbos, a big seuda, and not to have a normal seuda from mincha lemala. So that's the kovat of Shabbos kshiyikones kshu misave. Coming into the Shabbos when you're hungry, I would have thought that this would come under oinek Shabbos, so that you really enjoy the food on Shabbos. No, it comes under covered Shabbos. Yeah, but there's a gra in Hichas Yom Tov that says generally covered Shabbos is that which you do before Shabbos, and oinek Shabbos is that which is done on Shabbos. Then there's another inyan of covered Shabbos is the table should be laid. The table should be laid. You have a lay table as Shabbos comes in. And Rambam says, not only for Friday night, but for Motzei Shabbos as well. I only have the appetite to have a kazais of bread. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, it's kovod haShabbos to lay the table, even though you only want to eat a kazais. Lay the table, I only have a slice of bread. Yeah, because that is giving honor to the Shabbos. Biknis also, if it's yosli. And then the covered Shabbos is to be Isaac, to fix the house, to sweep up the house, and to try and do something myself. Yeah, even if a person is a chacham, is a talmid chacham, and it's not normal for him, it's not the usual way for him to go to the market to buy, he should try and be mishtadel to do it himself. That's all not under oinek Shabbos. It's all under covered Shabbos, because by me doing it, I'm giving it chashivus. On Shabbos, once I've got that machal, who cares who bought it? It doesn't make a difference to Lagabe the delight. But by me going to the market and by me making the purchase, I have given the Shabbos its due honor. That's the mitzvah of Kovat Shabbos. There's one more thing that we've missed out, and this thing, Rabbi Isai, is included both in Kovat Shabbos and in Oinek Shabbos. What have we missed out? A mitzvah midrabanon, a chiyuv on every man and woman, but normally performed by the woman. Candle lighting, right? It's oinek Shabbos because on Shabbos you need oil. So it's more. It gives a delight. It gives a physical pleasure to be in a place which is full of light. And it's covered Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos in which way? In that when I come into Shabbos, just like we light torches. For the king who's going to come, says the Rambam, it's covered the Shabbos to light for the Shabbos before the Shabbos arrives. What's the nafka minna, Rabbi Isai? Yom Tov is also a din of oinig and covered. So you on Yom Tov Sheini, we have to wait. We normally wait till Nacht to light Yom Tov Sheini lights. But what about the first night of Yom Tov? When should you do Hadlakas Neiros? Can you delay it until Nacht? There's no problem. As long as you've got an existing fire, you can light on Shabbos. Is that lechatchila or not? Rabbi Isai. Why not? Why not wait? Sorry?
These are not written when there was no light. There was no electric light in those days. So once it starts getting dark, you need to have light. But nowadays, we have light in the house anyway. So there might be a difference.
So therefore...
Therefore, the Shabbos
land,
the Yom
Tov
there, on the
covered Yom Tov,
that could be later.
I hear. So the Prima Godim says, even on Yom Tov, of course, if you didn't light before Yom Tov came in, you can light on Yom Tov. However, you should try and light before Yom Tov. Why, says the Prima Godim? Because of covered Shabbos. Only Shabbos, what's the difference? If I'm in shul, why should I light before? I'm in shul there, I'm not even... But as covered Shabbos... To light before Yom Tov comes in, one should light before. So that in Hadlakas Neiros, interesting, Rambam puts Hadlakas Neiros in Oinek and covered Shabbos. That's the makor of not speaking on Shabbos, not reading articles about business matters, and not speaking about things which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. For instance, I'm going to fix the shed tomorrow, right? I'm going to drive down to London, right? That's the makor of Ma'asos Derechecha Mitzoicha V'Tzecha V'Dover. That you must
even when it's Dover Dover, even when it's just speaking about the matter, you refrain from speaking on Shabbos something which you're not allowed to do. But you, it's only, we're talking about planning, you're there. You're allowed to say, oh, I fixed the shed, or I did. You're allowed to speak about a melacha which you've done. What you're not allowed to do is, this is what I'm going to do on Motzei Shabbos.
Right,
right. And yeah, yeah, the point, yeah, the, oh, another, that's one example. Why? Because you can speak to him. Speaking to him doesn't have to be, it means on the phone. You can also say, I'm going down to London. Interesting, even though you can't possibly go to London on Shabbos, because it's Efshali Day Burgenin. Yeah, because since you can build, you can make an air every 2,000 amas, so therefore it's not muchach that you can't get that. That's mutter to say on Shabbos, even though now there is no burgenin. Even though I haven't made that fixture, nevertheless you're allowed to say I'm traveling, but you can't say I'm driving down, or I'm not sure. Can I say I'm taking the train? What do you say? I was always Mr. But can I say I'm taking the train down to London? Is there an issue of hopping onto a train? That itself, what, carrying the ticket? The ticket being mukta? Well, that I'm not speaking about. I'm not even sure. I'm not so clear about that one. But yeah, then the Novi promises us, if you do your bit, that means giving covered and oynik Shabbos. And covered includes both in the positive and in the negative, refraining yourself from doing things, activities which shouldn't be done. Because then you will delight in Hashem, which is the biggest pleasure. You take care of your physical pleasure because of Shabbos. Yeah. Then I will promise I will give you the biggest pleasure that possibly can be. What is that? As Tisanagal Hashem. Yeah? As Mesillas Yesharim says, there is no, the biggest fantasy, the biggest pleasure that a person can think of doesn't come one iota next to the pleasure that a person will get from being close to Hashem. And that's what Hashem promises us. As Tisanagal Hashem, v'karvticha al b'masei haaretz, I will make you ride on high. On the high places of the land. This is talking about I will take you from Chutz La'aretz, from the Golos, and I'll take you to Eretz Yisrael, which is higher than the other land. V'achalticha nachal as Yaakov avicha, I will give you a nachal bli metzorim, like Yaakov, kipi Hashem diber. What does it mean, kipi Hashem diber? For Hashem's mouth has spoken. In other words, ingraining himself, it will definitely happen. Yeah, because Hashem has spoken, and this will surely happen. Right, let's go back. Likdoi v'karasa l'shabbos oinig. So the simple meaning of this pasuk is v'karasa l'shabbos oinig. You shall ensure to have an oinig on Shabbos. However, from here Chazal darshin the concept of ein kiddush ela b'mokim suuda. What's that got to do with it? As the mitzvah of kiddush is not Oinik Shabbos, and it's not covered Shabbos. The mitzvah of kiddush comes from Zocher Yishem HaShabbos L'Kodshoi, Zocher Olayayin. Zocher Yishem HaShabbos L'Kodshoi, you need to say words which sanctify the Shabbos, which show Shabbos' difference, right? And that's the mitzvah of kiddush, that's the mitzvah of Doraisa, which are Noshim and Noshim Mechayim. So Chazal Darshan, that's why does a posuk, if the posuk is only talking about Oinig, V'ha'anagto is HaShabbos. The karasa la Shabbos oinig, you shall call the Shabbos a delight. That's a strange way of speaking. So Chazal darshan, the karasa la Shabbos oinig, b'mokoim oinig sham tehe kriya. That means b'mokoim shata koyer la Shabbos. Okay, there's the two ways. The Rishonim say it both ways. Again, v'karasa la Shabbos, v'karasa la Shabbos. That means that mitzvah of v'karasa la Shabbos that I told you of zocher yisem Shabbos l'kotzer, that you are declaring that today is Shabbos. That mitzvah, don't just do it randomly. Oineg, I want you to ensure that in that place there is an oineg. That means that it's a place of oineg, which is the su'udah. Okay, so let's repeat that again. V'karasa l'shabbos einig b'makom sh'ata kriya l'shabbos k'lo ima kriya d'kiddush sham tehe einig u'medrash hu, says the Rashbam. Yeah, this is a medrash. That means that, as we said, the poshut pshat of the pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of kiddush. The poshut pshat of the kiddush is talking about the mitzvah of einig. But because the wording is different, we're darshaning that your kiddush must be in a place of einig. According to, if we take into account the Radak, which I just quoted on the Pasuk, V'karasa l'shabbos oineg, then through the declaration of Kiddush is to declare that today is special, today to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master of the world and created the world ex nihilo and rested on the Shabbos. The looking after my guf, ensuring to give pleasure to my guf, makes a person it's very good, this requirement. Where do I want you to declare today is Shabbos? In that very place where you're looking after your guf. Now, what constitutes, Rabbi Isai, as kiddush b'mokim su'uda? Yeah, so bread, a person's meal, definitely qualifies as kiddush b'mokim su'uda. And therefore, if a person has a kazayis bread, l'chatchila, a kabetza of bread, which is a slice of challah, is good enough. That is called kiddush b'mokim su'uda. If a person made kiddush shaloi b'mokim su'uda, he didn't eat, is he yoytze? He's not yoytze. The halacha is if a person made kiddush without eating there, he is not yoytze. Now, the requirement to eat in the mokim su'uda, not only it has to be in the same place, but it's got to be immediate. That means if a person makes kiddush at 12 o'clock, yeah, and he's only eats at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he is not yoytze b'mokim kiddush. Yeah, he's not yoytze kiddush b'mokim su'uda. It's got to be samuch to the kiddush. Sorry? Yeah, the meal should be straight away. What about, there is somebody told me that there's a shul, one of the members of my koilel, his father is a rov here in Manchester, and he told me that his father, and I heard there's other communities as well, do they? His father makes kiddush upstairs in the shul, and they all go downstairs to the hall to eat. He says, why does he do that? Because if he waits to make kiddush until they go downstairs, nobody's listening, or everybody's on the shmuggers board already. So whilst he's still got people attention, because everybody wants to know what the the president's announcements are, so everybody's got their ears listening, in listening mode. So at the same time, he chaps around to make a kiddush, even though they are not eating upstairs, they're eating downstairs. Is that okay, Rabbi Isai, or not okay? So what about the fact it's all under the same... What is called kiddush b'mokim su'uda? Does it have to be under the same roof? Yeah, or does it have to be in the same room? All right, so the Gemara... Sorry? You have to be in the same room. Right. So the Gemara says clearly, the Gemara had this question on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Maybe as long as you're under one roof, that's all called one place. Right? But Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel, not like that. Because because Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa said many times he went to Shmuel's. Shmuel was learning upstairs in his attic, yeah? And he made kiddush upstairs, and then his guest came, Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa. He went downstairs. It seems to be there wasn't enough room to eat with a guest. So when Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa came to his house, he went from upstairs, and he went downstairs, and he made kiddush again. So the Gemara brings the raya that, you see, kiddush b'mokim su'uda must be in the same room. Yeah, it's not enough to be under one roof. Although there you could argue that's not under one roof, because the first floor is different to the second floor. So although the roof, the ceiling is different, but the roof is the same. But perhaps, but the Rishonim are not mechalik. There's no difference between two different floors and one room to another. In this case, in this example of the Rav who makes kiddush in the shul, it's definitely two floors, right? And nevertheless, Rabbi Yisai, it's clear in the Gemara that if you make kiddush upstairs, you're not yotze if you eat downstairs. So can we give any justification for this minhag, for the Rav to make kiddush in shul and then to everybody goes and eats downstairs? Sorry? Right. So there is the Mechaber brings, the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that you can do that. Why? It's based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's very hot. It's not like today that on a very hot day you can have air conditioning. Yeah, on a very hot day it's more pleasant outside to eat outside than inside. Yeah. So this person wants to eat in his sukkah, but it's not sukkahs. I suppose it's somuch to sukkahs, and therefore there's a problem of Baal Tzoyis. If it looks like he's extending sukkahs, right? So he wants to eat in the sukkah, but it's not sukkahs, what can he do? So says the Yerushalmi, make kiddush in your house, and then go and eat in your sukkah. Make kiddush in your house, and then go and eat in your sukkah, because by making kiddush in your house, you've shown already that is the action to show that it's not sukkahs. Otherwise, you would have made kiddush in the sukkah as well. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Yeah, Tosfos brings a raya that doesn't help, because the Gemara says according to Shmuel, yeah, the Gemara asks, why does the chazan make kiddush in shul? Who is he being moitzer? They're not eating in shul. Right, the Gemara says, yeah, he is being moitzer. Who is being moitzer? The aniim who are eating in the shul. Yeah, ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara not answer poshut? You're hearing kiddush here, and you have intention to eat at home. So you see clear from our Gemara that intention does not help. Comes along Tosfos and tries to reconcile the Gemara, the Bavli together with Yishalmi, and says, yeah, there's a difference. And das can only help if it's under one roof. If it's under one roof, yeah, then if you have intention to make kiddush in one place and to finish off in another and to eat in another place, that helps. If you're going to a completely different house, or you're going from one place to another and it's not under the same roof, das does not help. But if it's under the same roof, das does help. That means if you made kiddush and you did not have intention to change rooms, no good. All right, it's got to be the same room. But if you did have intention, then you can, then you are yoytze. So if you look at the page, on the second page, the Mechaber brings this. Just on the fourth line, page number 102. Yeah, it's page 102. The fourth line down in the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh oimrim. This is the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rishonim. She'im kiddush b'mokim echad, al das lechol b'mokim acher shapidami. If you made kiddush in one place with kavana to eat in another place, that's okay. That you have fulfilled kiddush b'mokim suda with a tenai, with a condition. V'hu she'yeshne amekoymes v'bais echad. That's as long as it's one and in one house. Kegoin mecheder lecheder. From one room to another, oimi igra le'ara, yeah, or from the attic to the bottom floor. So let's go back to. So is there a justification for this minhag? So according to this yesh oimrim, there is. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, because many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, and they say, I don't understand. If das helps, then it should help. It doesn't matter whether it's one roof or not one roof. If das doesn't help, as is clear in the Gemara, because the Gemara says you're not yotze with a kiddush in shul if you don't eat, even though I have intention in my mind when I'm making kiddush here to go and eat at home. So they say that das does not help even under one roof. So though the Shulchan Aruch brings this there, nevertheless, one should try to be machmir and eat in the same room. This is also negiah to Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, which is Chal on Shabbos. Sometimes you want to make kiddush You want to make kiddush in one place in your Pesach dekor room, but you've got you want to eat your chametz in the chametz dekor room. So if you can avoid that, you should be able to. You should avoid that. But if you can't, then you can definitely rely on this opinion. These rabbonim have decided that it's more kedai to ensure that everybody is listening to kiddush and be yoytze with them, yeah. And although lechatchila it should be machmir, but this is enough of a justification to permit this. What about Rabbi Isai? You make kiddush in your Pesach room, and your chometz is in your yard. Is that okay? According to what we've learned.
What is that? What you mentioned before with the sukkah, you also eat in the
sukkah. Right. Right. So where is this sukkah? Right. So where is the sukkah? It says, the Yerushalmi says, you can make kiddush here and go and eat in your sukkah. Where is the sukkah? Is it outside in the street? Is it at the back of your garden? Where is the sukkah? Yeah, the Rishonim say that the sukkah is inside the house. They had BSD roofs in those days as well, right? And therefore, he's made the sukkah in the house. Yeah, he wants it airy, and then that helps. But if your sukkah is in the back of your garden, yeah, that's not under one roof. Now, what about if the sukkah is attached to the house? You built the sukkah, not a permanent structure. Is that called part of the house? You could argue that's not called one roof. Just because he's building a sukkah as an at the back of the house, that's not one roof.
Belongs to the house.
Even if it does belong to the house, if it's, for instance, at the back of the garden. At the back of one's garden. If your sukkah is at the back of the garden, definitely doesn't help. You cannot make kiddush here and eat in another place. If you cannot make kiddush here and eat in the yard, yeah, you cannot eat in the yard because that's not tachas gag echad, right? Therefore, even if you had intention, that will not help you. So you'll have to come out with another solution, right? I'm not sure about making kiddush, about this shaila, about where the sukkah is mamash attached to the back of the house. I'm not so certain about that one. Is that called one roof or not? It could be. There's another justification that if you've got that, because there's another din that if you can see your original place, then that's also, the seeing makes it like one. So if you can see the place where you made kiddush, even though you're in another room, that's called kiddush b'mokim soda. However, there's a big but. There's a big... Right, okay, so that would help. What are you yoytze with kiddush b'mokim soda? So then there's big machlokes, and we'll try and finish it in 1 minute. Me'ikar din, everybody agrees, pas is the lechatchila. There are the ga'inim hold, you can be yoytze with wine, with a revis wine. That means if a person drinks 86, which is about two-thirds of a plastic cup, under two-thirds of a plastic cup of wine, you are yoytze already kiddush b'mokim soda. The Achronim say, and Kol Shekein, if you had Minei Targima, if you had Mezoinus, such as, there's two types of Mezoinus. There's Pasa Babakisin, which is cake, and there's porridge and Weetabix and bran flakes, which are not bread, or donuts, which are not considered bread, but are Mezoinus. So you can be yoytze on that, with those. However, the Lashon of the Goyim, if a person looks at the Lashon of the Goyim and the Lashon of the Tur, they say a very interesting Lashon. They say that you can be yoytzeh with your wine, yeah, even though you're not having your whole meal, and you can finish off your meal in another place. It's not mashma that they're saying the wine by itself, yeah, constitutes a meal. They're saying, if you have commenced your meal with drinking wine here, even though you went and finished the rest of the meal in another room, that is good enough. That's why many hold that the kiddushin like we make today, yeah, is not good enough. Because what are we doing? We're going to the kiddush, and we're making bracha achrayin, and we're not continuing our meal into the in our homes. It's a completely different meal. The halacha of says, you know, the minhag olam is to be makel. However, many people, because of this, because there are many shittas that hold, you're only yoytze with bread, And because many hold, even according to the Goenim, they didn't mean that you can be yotzer just with wine. All they meant to say is as long as you start your meal with wine and you finish it somewhere else, that's good enough. But if you're benching and you're in a completely different place and this has got nothing to do with your lunch, you're not yotzer even according to the Goenim. Therefore, with respect to eating, to making kiddushim and going to kiddushim and partaking of people are like to be makel, but there is definitely room to be machmir and make kiddush again when you come home. Now you can't do that on Friday night because you've been yotzei kiddush, but on Shabbos lunch there's no problem because all kiddush is borei parag ofen. So many people do have that minhag to make kiddush again. Thank you for listening, Rabbi Yisai. Have a great day. Sorry? Well, all it is psukim. You can say as many times as you want. Psukim.